Doing the second one. And really, there's a lot to bring out, both in the Kash of Tosis, the Terence of Tosis. And what I'd like to do, just by way of introduction, is we're going to see some very important Yesodos that are relating to the topic of Davar Sheba'erva that we haven't quite touched on yet, but we're going to get to more on Daf Dalet. But it's good already to get our feet wet and just be aware of the broader context and the broader implications of this inyan. So I figured it's already a chance now, even though you might be overwhelmed when you saw the Ksos. I didn't intend for anyone to go through the entire Ksos over there, just to know that it exists and the topic and what he's discussing. And it comes out of the Chassam Sofer that I mentioned, so it gets, no one should have had any of the wrong idea. But again, let's look at the Tosfos, beginning with the Kasha and then go from there to the Teretz. It sounds like an innocent little Tosfos, but really it mamish gets into a lot of inyanim. The Gemara initially responds to the Kasha of Liboy Trey, need to have a Kodesh Torah. So how can you allow the Shriach, the one aid, to testify that the get is Lishma? Answers the Gemara, Eidach HaNevin B'Yisur. Right? And that's the Teretz. So the matter that we're discussing, the matter that we're not sure about, the get is Lishma, not Lishma, so that's considered Yisurin. And therefore, you can believe one aid. The Gemara pushes back, but we don't ordinarily say that if it's a Chazik Yisura. Furthermore, Davar Sheba'erva, and we went into various ways to learn Pshat in what the Gemara is asking further. So the Gemara brings in Davar Sheba'erva subsequently, and the Gemara therefore has to respond by saying, Rabbi Kinhain, even Rav Meir, but Stam Safi, Mik Magmiri, Rabban Huda Atsaf, Mishumiguna Kiva. That's the Gemara, the words of the Gemara. So it frees the frame of the Gemara's Teretz. Eidach HaNeme B'Yisurin. So everything is good, right? At this point, we're saying that this is considered Yisurin, and therefore you can allow one aid, the Shliach, to testify. Ask Tosus, ask Rabbeinu Tam, Hikshu Rabbeinu Tam. Matshu V'Hizos. What is this answer that the Gemara is giving at this juncture, Eidach HaNeme B'Yisurin? Iker HaGet Yochiach. Tretzarech HaChos Mo B'Shnai. The very fact that a get requires two eidim to be signed on the get should be an indication that this is not correct, that this is not how you view our issue as considered to be isurim. Because you see that you need two eidim on the get, that's the din, that two eidim are necessary. Yiskaya bechosmav, later on, the Lashonas are that two eidim are signing. But Tosis seems to be driving at, in other words, is that since the get needs two eidim, so obviously you don't view the matter of the get as isurim. You view it as what? As what? No? As something equivalent to Shar Eidios, or more specifically, Davar Sheba'erva, which is what the Gemara is going to ultimately come back with. The inyan that a get requires two Eidim means, because it's a rule, Davar Sheba'erva, it's Eidus on an inyan which requires Shnei Eidim. The Shtar is Eidus Bichsav on the fact that the man divorced his wife. So why are you assuming that the Eidus of the Shliach is enough to have one Eid because it's called Yisurin? You see that the get itself, which is the same subject matter that the Shliach is discussing, the nature of the get, and the get itself to be serving as a get. So you see, you need two aid. So, therefore, the Gemara's Teretz doesn't make any sense. Eidach HaNeme B'Yisurin. Obviously, it's not that. It's Davar Sheba'erva requiring Shnayim. That's why the get needs two aid. So, before we even see Tosfos Teretz, what goes into Tosfos Kasha? What assumptions? That if indeed we treat the situation here of the woman's get being kasher, written Lishma, she can now be remarried with this get as Yisurim. Then, if that were true, if this Maksha's premise is, this the Teretz's premise is true, this Teretz of the Gemara is correct, then a get would not need two Eidim. A get would be sufficient to have one Eid sign on the get. The fact that you need two Eidim must be because this is wrong. This is not called Yisurim. This brings up a major issue in so many Yachronim who raise the issue based on a larger issue that we have to ask ourselves. They bring it from Chaim in the Stencil, for example, and others as well. Let me ask you the following question. what is the role of an Eid Echad in the world of Mammonists? What do we know about Eid Echad? Avishnai made them Yakum Dava, right? So let's take a situation where the Eidim say Reuven owes Shimon money. So if they testify as such, then Reuven owes money, right? Shimon has to pay based on the testimony of the Eidim. Reuven has to pay, whatever the lova is. What if there was only one aid that said Reuven owes Shimon money? Does Shimon have to pay? No. What does Shimon have to do?
Shvuah.
That's called Shvuas Eid Echad. Right? There are different Shvuas in the Torah, Midoraisa. There's Shvuas Moda B'Mikzas, Shvuas HaShomrim, and Shvuas Eid Echad. Lo Yakum Eid Echad B'Ish L'chol Avon L'chol Chatas, says the Pasuk. L'chol Avon L'chol Chatas, Hu D'lo Kama, Bo Kama Hu L'Shvuah. An Eid Echad is Mechayiv Shvuah in the world of Mammonists. What if I ask you the following question? Suppose it's not an Eid Echad Baal Peh that comes and testifies that Reuven owes Shimon money, but Eid Echad signs on the shtar, and the shtar is held by the Malveh, and the Malveh has a shtar that says that this guy owes him money. And it's only one signature. Does that have the koach to mechayev the loveh ishvur? In the same way that the Eid will come and testify as such, so the shtar of an Eid, with an Eid Echad, should accomplish the same thing. Okay, what do you know about this? Mm-hmm. So you saw a Rambam on this, right? The Rambam, in Choshen Mishpat Nundeis, I think, the same issue. The Rambam discusses the notion, Kumitoch Sheni Yachol Yishava Mishalem, that if a person, let's say, this is a Sugya Baba Basra, the third paragraph, Nasad Rav Abba, the halacha of Shvuas Eid Echad is that you have to swear to contradict the Eid. Let's say your defense is such that you wouldn't be able to say something that would contradict the Eid. In other words, the case of the Gemara, Daska de Rav Abba, is where he said, I grabbed my own. And the Eid says, you grabbed. And the Shvu would have been, I didn't grab the item from the person. In the case of the Rambam, it says, Paraiti. So the Eid would be Machayev Shvua to say that you didn't borrow. But that's not what he says. He says, I paid. So that's what's called Mitoch She'ene Yachol Yishava. And that's the famous Indian called, if you have a shvur that you are required to make, but you're not able to swear that which the shvur is telling you to swear, then the default is you have to pay. That's an inyan by itself. But the Rambam gives as an example, the Rambam Benitin that I gave you to look at, an example where there's a shvur seirecha that results from a shtar signed by an eirech. So the shita of Rambam is that an eirech can mechayev a shvur in a shtar. That means that the shtar can be a shtar with an Eid Echad on it, because it does what an Eid Echad is accomplishing in the world of Shmuah. That could happen through a shtar. Tosis is in the first, not that way. Tosis in at least two places. Tosis that I gave you in Baba Basra, Kuf Samachay. Tosis in Ksuvis, Daf Chaf. It's also in Baba Basra as well. Let's see if I think Baba Basra in his third parak. That a shtar needs two Eidim. And the Tosis, in the case that have to do with, you have a tzirah from whatever, but meanwhile, you don't have two Eidim on the shtar. Tosis, when he says this in Ksuvas Daf Chaf, it's a Tosis that starts on Amid Aleph, goes into Amid Beis, Tosis says, because it's Zeres HaKasuv, the Pasuk says, Sefer HaMikna. And the case over there in Yirmiyahu was that he had two Eidim signed, Ba'aid Eidim, and Ba'ekach HaSefer HaMikna. So shtar, to be a functional shtar, to act as a shtar, needs Eidim. So Eid Echad the shtar is nothing. That's what Tosfos says. La'ashvuye shtar, to make it a valid shtar, you need Eidim. That's the building blocks of a shtar. Now, shtar itself is its own world. We'll get to all this also. What makes a shtar valid as Eidus? We know there's a rule called Mipiksavam. Okay, there are many different approaches to this. Mitzvah, we will talk about that. That's a daf ahead. So again, we're not really doing all this in the fullest way, but just to understand, l'chaira, there's a very strong case to be made that a shtar cannot be a shtar without Eidim on the shtar, two Eidim. Again, we'll see about Ksav Yado and all of that, that's all coming up. And if you need Eidim to make it a shtar, again, there's another shita, Eidim Mesira Karti, that the shtar can be a shtar with the Eidim Mesira, who see the shtar being handed over, that's Rabbi Elazar's shita. The Lezer holds Eidim Mesira Karti, Rav Meir says Eidim Chasima Karti. But Eidim have to be connected to the shtar to be a shtar. An Eid Echad in the shtar is not going to create a shtar. That's Shitas HaTosis. No, if that's Shitas HaTosfos, then how could Tosfos ask such a kasha? And by the way, and for Rabbeinu Tanya, right? Keep that in mind. So, maybe the reason why a get needs shtei edim is because it can't be a shtar. Get is a shtar without shtei edim. But la'olam, the inyan of the issue having to do with the kashrus haget, the issue having to do with the status of the woman, this is considered a surin. But in semihilcha shtar, they need shtei edim. That's the main kasha that anybody likes to ask on Tosfos' question. Now, if we can't make Tosfos here disagree with what Tosfos takes for granted elsewhere in Shas. Very hard to say. This Tosfos is going against the grain of what he says so many places. So l'chora, we have to try thinking that maybe there's a difference between the fact that an Eid Echad kept Mechayev a Shvua in a Shtar, which is what Tosfos holds, not like the Rambam, and what Tosfos is thinking over here regarding Eid Echad Neman B'Yisur. How so? What will be the difference? When you're discussing mamonis, so Tosfos will hold that it can only be a shtar if what you have signed on the shtar is something that has the full blown extent of nemanis on the inyan that it's that you're testifying to. An Eid Echad doesn't have the full blown nemanis; it can't be mechayev mamon. It can't be mechayev what? Shvur. So therefore, you can't even do that in a shtar. In other words, a shtar, the standard of a shtar is you need to have the level of emunas that is 100% complete regarding the matter at hand. You can't say, well, I have a halfway in emunas mechai b'shvuah, so I can be a halfway in emunas legabi being mechai b'shvuah in a shtar. No. For a shtar to be a shtar, you have to have the type of edim, the level of emunas, and I would say maybe edim, that would have the full extent of power and credibility for the matter at hand. That's where one aid fails to test, even to Mechayv Shvua, because it can't count as a shtar in the world of Mamanis, where the only thing that's fully accepted, fully, is a shteid. Masha Ekin here, why is this different? Because here, if we're assuming that the matter at hand is considered by its definition to be Isurim, that means that Isurim, the world of Isurim, the full nemanis is already granted to one eight. So therefore, if in fact you want to view this as Isurim, then the shtar of the garrison should be enough with one eight. It's different than the case of Eid Echad for Mamon, where even though he can machayv shvur about peh, but he can't even do that b'shtar because a mamonis needs shnei eidim to be fully accepted as a nemanis, and therefore short of that, you don't have a shtar. Granted, Tosfos Shita. But within Isurim, Tosfos says, if I have the nemanis that is the maximum that you can have for what we're discussing, then you can have a shtar with that. And if you see that you still need shnei edim, then it must be we're not talking about Isurim, we're talking about something else. That may be a way to work out that you can finesse Tosfos here with Tosfos elsewhere. So Tosfos still felt he had a kash. Now, if we wanted, we could take it as and push back or quibble with this also in the following way. This is brought, I couldn't have a chance to look it up. It's brought down by Bikiba Eger in Kedushin Samachay, where these issues come up, Eid Echad for Kedushin. This is, but maybe like this, maybe we'll answer Tosfos Kasha. Even within what I just told you, it's maybe not a good enough answer. Why? Maybe it will suggest a teretz at least to Tosfos Kasha. Because of the following. Granted by Yisurim, Eid Echad is Neman, right? So you say, that's the maximum, right? That's the maximum by Yisurim. But it's a maximum in terms of that you don't need anything more than Eid Echad right now. But suppose there'll be another Eid that will come later. Or the Bailim, the person that it's coming to incriminate, will come and challenge that which the Eid says. What's the halacha? If you have Eid Echad and then Yisurin, and then you have a challenge of that. So we discussed this a little bit in connection to the Rashi on the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Mishum Igun HaKiru BaRabbanan, which is more or less falling back on Eid Echad and then Yisurin, you could say, because it's only the Rabbanan, Mishum Igun HaKiru BaRabbanan. Ask the Gemara, but the Baal could come and be Ma'arer. Says Rashi, what happens if the Baal is Ma'arer? Uki Chad Labad Ichad. So now you have a challenge to the Eid Echad, to the Shliach. So since in the world of Isurim, we could say, the Eidus of an Eid Echad, it might be the maximum in a sense by itself. If you just leave everything alone as of now, we can accept him fully, but we can't accept him should there be an error against him. It'll be a challenge. The person himself will come and challenge it. Then already we can knock him off because we've neutralized the Eidach. Right? That's correct, right? So maybe we should answer Tosus by saying that when is a shtar a good shtar? If a shtar will be able to withstand an error, then you can always have the shtar that stands up to that. But if there's a potential for an error to be lodged against this, what you have in the shtar, so if it were 2A, then that couldn't happen. If it's 1A, then 1A is going to crumble in the face of a contradiction, of an error. And therefore, if there's a shtar that couldn't withstand the potential for that to happen, then the shtar is no shtar. So we're going to try to use the same, even if we want to accept the idea that we want to say for Tosfos, that it's enough if I have the full nemanus of Isurim, but maybe it's also not enough because I need also the potential to withstand an ear that comes afterwards. Oh. So that could be a solution to answer Tosfos' kash. But then, again, I'm just going to introduce the issue for itself. What is the halacha? If you have an Eidach and then Isurim, followed by another aid. Who says the opposite? So one aid says this piece of meat is kosher, chalev, shuman. Then another aid comes later and says it's chalev. What? So it could be offset. Or should we say there is a rule that the Gemara mentioned by Igarufa and by Edus Isha that we alluded to with the Bnei Yeshua. Again, I'm just throwing it out there. That kol makam shehemina Torah eidachad. Listen to the words, hemina Torah eidachad. Harehu kishnayim. And therefore, if there'll be one eid that will say opposite, he's one against two, because the first one was already accepted as correct. The question is, does that hold for eidachad nan b'isurin? Major machlokas aposkin. Yes.
Couldn't the issue say that that's only when there's a reason to leave the first hour or the second one?
Okay, but if it's based on once he has his foot in the door and he came first and he said something that we have a right to accept, does that now become the koach of Shnayim? That's a cloud that Mark brings in the name of Ula. He says it regarding Eid Echad by Garufa or by Sota or by Eid and Meis Baila. So the Eid is now considered to be Emes. Does it also hold by Echad and Bisurin? That's our Shaila. Okay, but maybe you could say that by every case. But if there is such an idea, then Umaisa, he came first, and that gives him the nemanus, the kishnayim.
But there actually gives other reasons why in those cases why there's more nemanus for the first person.
Okay, so you have to know. So maybe that's about why you wouldn't say it. Okay, I hear.
Yeah.
It could be, and if not mistaken, I have to double check it. The Torah is Gittin, the Nesivus, wants to make this Torah in the Machokas, Rashi and Tosfos, for the Makar of Eidach and Anvisur. Let's see why. Rashi, according to Rashi, let's go Rashi, Yivamas Rashi here, there's no pasuk, seemingly. It's just that people have to live, people get along, people rely on their family. Hechad is mistama, it's logical to assume that we would rely on him. It's not a real gzeres hakasuf, it's just that Mimela, the mistama, the Torah relies on him. Tosus came up with the gzeres hakasuf, the safra la, to say that it's the Torah is machadish to us that she's nema to say that she was tova that she had shivanakiyim. That is exeris akasim. No, it could be. If we want to be creative here, we could start saying this could very well be relevant in our inyan, because if we want to go and suggest a teretz to the kasha Tosfos and say that the reason why, if this would be called isurin, we could have one aid and we'd have a star. But wait a second, maybe it's only a star if it would be able to withstand an error if someone would come and challenge it, the Baldover or another aid. But Tosus will hold, it will. Because since Eidach Nebisun is rooted in Exeris HaKasuv, so therefore it's considered like Yizkishnayim. And therefore, if the full-blown Nemanus is assigned to Isurin, and you'd have a star with one aid, and it's called Isurin, then it would have what it takes to be a star, because it's the full-blown Nemanus, and it would withstand an error as well afterwards. But if we want to go, let's say, with Rashi's approach, maybe this would make Tosfos Lishitasa, that Eidach and Bisurin is not based on Exeris HaKaz. It's based on this idea that Mishtama, people, Torah would trust people, maybe even the Rashi in Chulin also. It's not a special Exeris HaKaz food. The Shachat, and the Torah lets you eat, that lets people eat, the Kohanim eat. It's not an Exeris HaKaz food, it's Safarah. So all that means is that for now, it's good enough. But it doesn't mean it's Kishnayim. It does not mean a Torah, not Nukzeres HaKasuf. Okay, this is all possibilities. Again, where did we start and where are we now? Tosis assumes that were this to be viewed as Isurim, pure Isurim, then we should be able to have a get with one aid. Our question was, but Tosis is of the opinion that shtar by its very definition means two Edim, so therefore it could be any two Edim because that's the definition of a shtar, and that's Shitas HaTosis, unlike, for example, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, the Paskin, that you can have an Eidach HaBishtar Mechayev HaShvuah, but Tosis is not that way. The answer is, because by Mamon, an Eidach is not the full maximum Nemanis, it's only Gabi Shvuah, therefore it can't count for anything, Gabi Shtar. But whereas Isurim is all about one aid, so therefore it should be a shtar as well, if they were called Isurim. But then we said, but maybe in order to be a shtar, it has to be such that it can withstand the possibility of an error of being one against one, and that's why it can't count as a shtar. La'olam, it's considered Isurim, but it's not a shtar for Isurim because it wouldn't withstand the error. But the answer could be that maybe it would. Maybe it would, because maybe you'd have the rule, again, all speculation, that this would be the rule of Harehu Kishnaim, and then that would be a way of plugging the hole and justifying Tosfos Kasha. He is all within Tosfos Kasha. Okay.
But I'm fully comparing the cases. The case where you said that aid is out Kishnaim and the other aid comes, that's when you can withstand the ear. That's in a case where the regular aid effort comes. Our case that we're dealing with Tosfos, the Baal's calling you making.
The Baal is the same thing. The Baal has the right to be Ma'ara. The Baal is the Baal Dover. That was the issue that the Petit Shul raised also. We'll come back to, we'll discuss at Biskarov. But the point is, let's say it that way. Maybe it's only a shtar if it would be able to withstand the error of the person to whom this shtar is detrimental. So maybe you say if it's Kishnayim, the Baal can't be Ma'ara. Okay? But the Gemara is going to say he could, but Tosis is going to learn it means only with the Laz. Right, Tosis is going to learn that it's not going to be ukichad gavichad. Pasalei for Tosis. Again, we're going to get to this. But this is what Tosis learns. Pasalei doesn't mean really to counter the Eidach. It's only a Laz issue. So that makes perfect sense. It's really it's an issue of Laz. What can be? What gives him the right to be Ma'ar? Okay. Now Ushagirs. Okay, there's more that we could obviously say, but just to push it, keep it self-contained. That's within the kasha of Tosis. Now it gets more interesting. What did Tosis answer? So where we are holding, Tosis is asking that if in fact it's a surin, then the get should be one aid, and should be perfect get. And you see otherwise, you see you need two aid. It's not interesting, Tosis asks from the fact get out from Al-Khara. There's other indications that Gerishin is considered Davish Be'erva. You have to know, Kibega, I think, asks this also. There are Mishnayis later on that you have to have Eidus that the woman made a Shriach, a Kabbalah. There are many indications that Gerishin is Davar Shebe'erva. So what Tosfos Dafka pick on the fact that there's a shtar and you need two Edim on the shtar? Okay, let's see the Teretz of Tosfos. Answers Tosfos. The Tiretz, the Achikamer. This is B'shana Gemara. The eight Echa Nemen B'Isurin B'Kihai Gavna. She ikir haget nasekvar. The main get was made already. The shuv ain't sarach elagiloi milsa leida im lishma nichta. It's only missing filling in information. Giloi milsa. These words are saying. We just need to be verified that it was written lishma. So that's what we consider Yisurin. We're isolating this detail. The words are suggesting. This nukuda, is it lishma or not? That's what the Gemara is considered to be Isurin. So of course, get, we understand get is a davar sheba erva, and we understand that the get therefore needs to aid him. But if the get is already made, but you just have to get this information about lishma, so that's what the Gemara is treating as Isurin. That's the teretz of the Gemara, Eidach HaNem be Isurin. Those are the words in Tosfos. What's the main question that has to be worked out now in terms of Lashon HaGemara, after everything has to come back to the words of the Gemara? So then, that's what the words are saying. I mean, Eidach and Bisurin means the issue that you're discussing about Lishma, that we can see as Isurin not requiring Shnai. So what's the next obvious question? So it comes in the Gemara and says, wait a second, the Eidach and Bisurin is only true when the Lash Chazik Isurin. Here's his Chazik Isurin. Havi vehavi davash erva. So what's now? The Gemara is throwing back at it the issue of davash erva. But been there, done that. No, we already understood davash erva is by gerushin. We all wanted to view this as not part of davash erva because it's ikar haget nasa kvar and it's only gili milsa. So what's changing in the Gemara? How does the Gemara read? Whose kasha is this? Aram. Who else asked this kasha? Some Sefer. So let's keep it simple first. Let's go with the Maran's route, okay? Some Sefer is going to open up, again, I gave it to you for a reason, not so much that it has to be the Pshat and Tosfos, but it's going to bring up a lot of more important fundamental issues along with it, and problems as well. But meanwhile, the Maran is bothered by this. So how do you read the Gemara now? Sheikha get nasekvar, tzarech yashev lefizeh, lishna da Gemara. The Tarts and the Hamaksh. In other words, so there was the Tarts and said Eidach and Bisurin, meaning it's only Gili Milsa, Ritzli Shema. Comes to Gemara and asks, but the Ischazik Yisur Davash Be'erva, like, what's this back and forth? What's this back and forth really about? So he says like this. So he says, Nirali Dachi Kamar, Eidach and Bisurin, so he's just saying, so Me'acha Shematzina, we find the Mokum Shari Surin Eidach and Nemar. So we know there's a rule in general. You know that rule, Eichne Bisurin. Therefore, Gam Begitin, when Ikar get Parnase, Neman Gam Ken Eidach. So we're basically going to say that we're going to equate the situation of a get where Ikar was made with what we generally assume to be Eidach and Bisurin. Uparech Emadar Mina and Da 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 Avuhacha Ohech Deschaz Gisura Filecha De Etzach Gilim Mosa in Eidach and Nem. So the Gemara is saying, I don't agree, because if it's Chazik Isura, then even if it's only Gili Musa, it's still not going to work with an Eidach. Okay, so he's helping a little bit, but it still, I think, needs a little bit more elucidation. Now, what is he saying? The Gemara first gave the Teretz Eidach and Misurin in general, and therefore we'll equate the detail that we're missing here, the verification, to Isurin. The Gemara says, no, but if it's Chazik Isura, then even if it's only Gili Musa, it's also going to be no good with one Eid. Do you feel comfortable with the words? Chassam Sefer didn't, right? That's why he went with a whole new reading of the Tosfos and the Gemara. So let's try at least to preserve what the Maran is saying with a little more Havana. I mean, the Chassam Sefer raises the question his way. He says, Ikra get yochiach v'tiruso ena muvan de mima nafshach. I don't get it. Says, I have yada dava dava mamon, mimamon, but he thought that get was far nechtav, it's not Dabadavar, part of Dabadavar, my makshachakach, havi davashabarva. In other words, is it or isn't it davashabarva? What's this back and forth about? So Maram tries to say something, right? He says, well, we know generally Yachna and Bisurin, therefore this is good enough. But he says, no, Bishchazik Isura, what will help us? What will help us? What we know already that can help us a little bit in the Worshna Gemara. What do we know already about how Tosfos read the Gemara's Kasha? How did Tosfos read the Gemara's Kasha? It's really one Kasha. It's Ischazik Isura, but even if Ischazik Isura by itself won't be a barrier for Eidachad, but Ischazik Isura by Davash Be'erva will be a barrier. That was we had already, we have what to work with. Now let's see how that relates to the Nekuda Rabbeinu Tam is putting into the Pshat of the Gemara's Teretz. Eidach and Bisurin, Gili Milsa Be'alma. We need to add a little bit more. Are you really? Yeah.
Could you go with the bigger Torah skidding approach that we gave about why this is called the Rosh Be'erva?
You want to go back to the original first day that we wanted to say maybe it's not the Rosh Be'erva, it's not because it's only a question of the kashrus I get initially in Kibeger and by the Nefel case, by the 8 days. Interesting. Okay. I don't know if Rabbeinu Tam means it that way.
Because you're being Megala, the Giloy is changing the status of myself. So that's
good for part of the Shakavitari. Within that issue of Kib Eger, and what would hang in the balance would be the similar case of the aid that says it was 8 days old. All that is part of the Shakavitari. It's an interesting possibility. Are you saying something nice? In other words, maybe that goofer is what the Gemara is going back and forth on. Okay. Maybe. Maybe. One thing I think we should maybe try to bring out, and then this will help us to be able to put into the Gemara what the Maram is saying maybe also. And the reason why the Chassam Sofer is bothered, because he views, the way I see from the way he asked the Kasha, Davash of the Erva, it's a world unto itself. There's a universe called Isurin. There's a parallel universe called Davash of the Erva. Where do you put this? This situation of a get was made already, and I don't know if it's Lishma. If it's part of Dava Dava Mimamon, then what did you answer initially? And if it's not, then what are you asking afterwards? Like, what is this? Is this Inyan called Dava Dava Mimamon Dava Sheva? Is it not? And that's because you're looking at it in a very bifurcated way. There's the Dava Sheva Erva category. That's the world of Dava Sheva, Dava Dava Mimamon, Mamon, Erva, Dine Knossos, whatever. And then there's Isurin. Maybe it's not as separate as it sounds. The idea of Davish of Erva Kwan Shnayim means that when something has in it a tinge of that level of seriousness, of gravity, called Davish of Erva, it needs more than Stam Nemanis that you would normally rely on. Isurin, Davish of Erva, are not two different worlds. Davish of Erva is an extra level of chumrah that can be imposed on whatever was pre-existing. Isurin, by itself, without that extra measure of gravity that's called Davish of Erva, Eidachan and Isurin. Once you introduce a variable of Davish of Erva, now it's not enough to bring me one aid. I need Shnayim. So I'm just giving you a conceptual model of viewing Davish of Erva not as its own world, its own entity, but rather an extra element that tells us you need more than one aid here. So within Isurim Davish of Erva, you can have overlap. You can have Isurim that doesn't have that extra aspect that you now inject called Davish of Erva, and that's where Eid Achad is sufficient. And then if you can bring into the mix the Davish of Erva, oh, now already I can't just allow it to be as simple as one aid, I need more. And here's where we discuss the question of what Ben Otam is saying in the Gemara's initial teretz. If you were to be talking about the Iker Aget, the Iker Gerishin, making a get, no doubt about it. That slam dunk, Davish of Erva, has all the trappings of that. It needs the Chumrah of Shnei Eidim, because it has the seriousness of Davish of Erva. Here the get is made already. It's just a question of the detail of Lishma. Just the detail of Lishma. Says, so therefore, that aspect, that could be viewed as Isurim. That doesn't have, that I can go get by with one aid. Is it Lishma? Is it not Lishma? That alone doesn't have to be affected by the larger context of Shabbat. Is the get Lishma? Eidach and Bisurim. Because we're not talking about two worlds. We're talking about this Nikuda. Gili Mil Sabi Alma, when it is efficient. Says the Gemara, but what? Why do I have to deal and reckon with Davash of Erva here, even on that issue? Why? Because it's Chazak Isura. Because I know she's Neshas Ish. And I have to now think, maybe she's still a Neshas Ish. Maybe it won't be good enough to be Megarashar. So that means that I can't avoid the elephant in the room of Davash of Erva. Even that detail is impacted by Davash of Erva because of the larger context being it's Chazak Isura. Or both say. The Ischazik Yisura sets the table for the Davash of Erva, the way we've been learning Tosis throughout the week. That Mahalach of Shlomo, in other words, the Ischazik Yisura is what predicates the idea of Davash of Erva. This is because of that you can't avoid the fact that there is something here that has to be dealt with. So, notwithstanding the fact that we have a detail, is it Lishma or not? Yeah. But you can't avoid bumping into Davish of Erva because look, it's Chazek Isura, she's an Eishes Ish, and therefore the very detail itself is also governed and affected by the seriousness of what Davish of Erva is. I was magdim, the fact that Davar Sheva'eva is not an all or nothing thing. Davar Sheva'eva is a question of heightening the gravity of the situation that requires two edim. If there wasn't a Chazak Yisura, Mela, Yisurim stands alone, and even this detail, but you can't avoid the Davar Sheva'eva here. It's a Chazak Yisura. So therefore, the Davar Sheva'eva is going to encroach on the actual issue of the Kashrus HaGet as well. So maybe, again, I'm not saying this is what the Maram means, but I think we feed the spirit of the Maram trying to work into the words of the Gemara. I think we can just add the spice. In other words, that the issue is not going to just be by itself a question, a local issue, Gili Milsa, when you have Ischazik Yisura. That's why the Gemara makes the Kasha predicate on Ischazik Yisura. And that's why it now has reached the Davar Sheva'eva level that I require to win. I can't just simply let the 1A tell you what he's going to tell you. It's impacted by Davar Sheva'eva. If I were not to see Davar Sheva'eva as something that's like an extra level of chumrah, then it wouldn't be hard for me to say this for it. L'maisa, is it or isn't it? Chasam Sof is kasha. Is it part of Davar Sheva'eva or not? So then what are you asking, what are you answering? Either one or the other. But the answer is, it's never like that. The lines are much more blurred. There is a notion called Yisurim, and then there is a certain level of intensity that is now rises to the level of Davar Sheva'eva. The question is, does the detail of Lishma have that extra level of seriousness of Davar Sheva'eva? Says the Gemara, initially not, because it's just about locally verifying the Lishma. Says the Gemara, no, but if it's Chazak Yisurim, in the context of that, it's going now allow me to view even the detail of Lishma as having that aspect of Davar Sheva'eva written all over it. Given the context of this Chazak Yisura, the Gili Milsa of Lishma is not just simply that. The Gili Milsa of Lishma is also has that now level, flavor, seriousness of Davar Sheva'eva too. So it's this Chazak Yisura that allows us to view the issue of Lishma as not just simply Yisurim minus Davar Sheva'eva, but Yisurim plus the Chomer of Davar Sheva'eva. Again, having said that, Davar Sheva'eva is not its own inyan. It's just a way of raising the stakes of what we're dealing with. So therefore, with that, we can say it's Chazak Yisura is what makes it such that even the Gili Milsa becomes a Davar Sheva'eva. So it's a mahalach, I think, that would read well in the Maram, at least, and in the Gemara. Chasam Sofer is asking, because he's understanding Davar Sheva'eva as its new notion, Davar Davar Mamon, so then I don't understand. What are you asking? What are you answering? You said a Torah, it's good. You don't like it, so then talk to the point. Like, why are you asking something if we already understood that? What we're saying now, it has a better ring to it in terms of how the Gemara is laying out. Okay, Avi.
Is possibly why throughout Seder and Nashem and different matters, he required a heightened role of Edim? By different cases like
Soka
and...
Yeah, absolutely. In other words, that's the idea, that there's certain inyanim that are more chamur, and even if there are Torah's Mekel sometimes, that there's... I mean, that the Davar Sheva'eva is like an extra chumrah. That's not like it's only... Okay, what does the Chasam Sefer do? Again, we're going to open up the inyan, we're not going to close it. We're going to open it up for future reference, okay? Basically as follows. In a very interesting way. He wants to read Gili Milsa in a very different way than what we just said. The way he initially understood it is the Maram and the way we're saying it, as the words would suggest. It's a detail within the Kashrus HaGet, and leave it at that. Detail within Kashrus HaGet. Gili Milsa. The Chasam Sofer doesn't understand how the Gemara reads, so he says like this. So we speak outside. Davar Sheva'eva is a Gzeres Shava. Gemara Kedushin, Samach Dalet, Samach Hei, they have the great end of Amasach Degitin, Davar Davar Mimamon. It's very much of a paradox in the following way, and this is what the Ksos is all about, and so on. You see the Gemara Kedushin, something very interesting. The Gemara establishes over there in Kedushin, Samach Hei, that when it comes to Mammon, a transaction of Mammon is a transaction. Yaakov, I don't want you to miss out. I'll talk slowly. So you'll come. Yaakov, I don't want you to miss out, so I'm going to talk slowly. Okay. this is very sadistic. Okay. A transaction in Mammon is a transaction whether or not Adam see it happening or not. I lend you money. I transfer title, karka, whatever it is, I'm selling you something. It happened. You took title, you made the kinyan, right? What is the purpose of Eidim? If there are no Eidim, then you can't verify afterwards that it happened. So that's the biur. Lashna Gemara, le'ivri sadi ele shakri. Eidim are created because people could deny and lie and not acknowledge what occurred. So the purpose of Eidim is only that there should be a way to verify subsequently. That is the rule by Mamu. So you need Shnei Eidim. You can't get to that point of knowing that this money was lent or this item or karka was transferred unless you have Eidim to establish the facts. So it's a biur, biur hadam. When we talk about Eidim of Davar Sheba'erva, and we say Ein Davar Sheba'erva B'Shnayim, it actually is not just about being able to know subsequently that the woman was miskadeshes, that the woman was misgareshes, that the transaction, so to speak, that the chalos happened. If there were no Eidim present to see the Mesiras Tabas, let's say by Kedushin, even if he and she both agree that there was a Mesiras Tabas and Harayat and a declaration and full intent on him and her, she's not Mekudeshes. It's not just that the Eidim are needed because of the Biror, they needed, as we call it, Kiyum Hadavar. Without the Eidim, there's no Chalos. Basic Yisodos. And that all goes as well into the rule of Ein Davar Sheba'erva Brachos Mishnayim. Okay, excellent. So when it comes to Kiddushin, a man says, Hareya Mekudeshes Li, she consents to the Kiddushin, he hands her the ring. Is she Mekudeshes if there are no Eidim? No. Even Eidacha, that's the sugya there, because Eidacha, Choshen, Ein Choshen, no Kiddushin. But if we assume Ein Choshen, Kiddushin, you need Shnei Eidim present, the Kiyum Hadavar. The Gemara there discusses, but Lemaisa, by Mammon, it's not so. By Mammon, it's just Lo'ibis HaDele Shakar. The Gemara distinguishes and says, so, what, by Mammon, Hodas Baldin works. Hodas Baldin works. If they molded that there was a transaction, then everything can be accepted to be as it was, as declared by the people themselves. Hodas Baldin can marry themselves. If the man and the woman agree that there was a Mesiras Tabas, the Gemara asked the Kasha there, so why do you have no Kiddushin? Let Hodas Baldin work as well. And the Gemara gives an interesting answer, because by Mammon, it's not Chav Lachrini, by Kiddushin, it's Chav Lachrini. If she's Mekudeshes to this person, then she can't marry anyone else, and so on. Chav Lachrini, so Hodas Baldin can't work. Now, the chips are going to fall where they do, but this is the bottom line. That when it comes to Davar Sheba'erva, the notion of Shnei Eidim is not just the birur to be able to verify that it happened, but it's not going to be chal as a chalos in lifetime unless the Eidim are present. That's another dimension to the rule of Ein Davar Sheba'erva Brachos Mishnayim. Now, what the Ksos deals with over there and the Rashba that he quotes is, but how can it be better than Mammon? That's the paradox here. By Mammon, it doesn't require Eidim l'kiyum hadavar. It just aid them for Biver. And the whole mocker for Davar Sheba'erva meeting Shnayim is Mammon. And now you're telling me, but by Davar Sheba'erva, it's Halacha Kim HaDavar as well. So that's an Inyan by itself. Yep.
How about the
Lana Imam Bitt Kodiki? Hein Hein Yerich, Hein Edi. So then the Mara considers that to be equivalent of Eidim.
Yeah, but if you have one.
No, so one would be good. You need two. Yeah. But that's considered like Eidim. So that's the sugya they're choshing the Eidacha. That's the sugya in Kedushin. I mean, Eidacha was not, but if we hold not, then it wouldn't be here. You need to assume that was Shnei Eidim also. Okay, so you keep to follow up. You see? Okay, this is it. Again, this is broad. What the Chassam Sofer wants to say as follows. Very interesting. This line of Gemara, Eidacha Nambi Surin, is assuming the following. That the rule of Davar Sheba'erva requiring Shnayim would be only for the sake of Kiyum Hadavar. That the Gemara understood. And therefore, since right now the get is Kfar Nase, it's only a question of Lishma, Gili Milsa means that the Birur is enough to have like Yisurim. The birur of the issue of the woman, of her potential being coming miskareshes, it's sufficient to have 1/8. Are we doing the word inside? Aber kabanas tosis kach, de krada pishnei edim yakum davar koya shnei in yonim. Echad shelo yakum davar bili edim. And what would be the application of that idea that you need it for kiyama davar? He says get the kedushin. He says kinyan, which is interesting. Achari kinyan doesn't need the shnei shnayin, mi'igradin. But he says kinyan as well, no to say. Shem nasa bilo edim enom iskayim, afil en kan hakchasha. So put the word kinyan in parentheses right now. Let's know what he means by kinyan. Get kedushin below edim eno miskayim even without hakchasha. I mean, no one denies it. She edim karsim migomrim ha'inyan. But there's another aspect of the shnei of va'od. Afil achas shenase kedino. After it happened, uboim gahayid al davar tzichim shnei edim l'raya u'nemanus. So there's the kiyam davar and there's the what? The birur. And when it comes to inyanim of davar shebe'erva, therefore, there's an inyan of kiyum adavar, and there's also an inyan of edim for biwer. And then he says, davar davar mimamon, the gam begerishim v'kedushim be'inan shnayim. So there's an inyan of kiyum adavar. It sounds like nafsam sefim by mamonis, which is strange to me, chor by kinyan, I don't know. That's where it gets a little stuck, because exos and so on, and we discussed that. But here's his point, back to Tosis. Habisau that Ramina, that we would think, hainuli ikur kiyam adavar, she increases the kedushin pachas mishnei edim esira o chasima. Avum niskayim adavar mishnei edim, sulin yin nemanis lohoyich niskar she niskar she lezeh sagi be'edachot k'chol yisum shema Torah. So the birur, you can use edachot. Umishani lohi. The answer is, says the Gemara, no. It's Chazak Yisura of Davar Shebe'erva. What's the Gemara pushing back and saying that you're mistaken? You think that the aspect of Birur is enough to be like Yisurim with 1/8. Says the Gemara, Lohi, Kol Davar Shebe'erva by Trey, Hein Lekim Adavar, Hein Lahamin Adavar. Now, why am I bringing this in? Because obviously this is very sadistic in its own way, to know that the idea of Davar Shebe'erva being called Shnayim is this two tiers, Birur and Kiyum Adavar. And then he wants to read Tosis as saying that that's where the Shakir Atayah plays out. The Gemara initially thinks that the Bira Dover suffice with 1/8 like Yisurim. Gemara says, no, even the Bira Dover requires Shnayim. Where it gets a little bit sticky is the following, very, very quickly. Lemaisa, what's over here? The Kasha was writing of the Get. The Kasha wasn't Edim at the time of the Gerishim. The interesting thing is, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam himself and Davdalad Amin Aleph in the bottom is the following. L'mashal. What does the Chassam Sefer think? The Edom on the Get, signed on the Get. Are they Edom L'kiyum Adavar of the Gerishin? What do you say? The man gives a Get that has two signatures on it, hands it to her without anyone present. Do I have Edom L'kiyum Adavar? Yes or no? Many Rishonim say yes. Who are the Edom L'kiyum Adavar? The two signatures on the Get. Correct. Many Rishonim hold that way. And maybe that's a bit, some stuff we're thinking over here. So that's Ikra Get Farnasa. What are we left with? Is it Lishma? That's the equivalent of the Bira Davar. Beautiful. The problem is, Rabosai, that Rabbeinu Tam himself, from Tosus Dav Dalet Amid Aleph, wait a few weeks or so, Dav Dalet Amid Aleph on the bottom, establishes when this inyan is going to come up in the Tosus, that separate from the Edi Chasima, even a mayor who holds that the shtar is a shtar to Edi Chasima, but there still have to be Edi Mesira, not for the sake of making it a shtar, but for the sake of fulfilling what? Edus Lekiyum HaDavar. In other words, the Edi Chasima are what's necessary for Shitas Rav Meir to make it a get. So that's one piece. And they can serve as a riot. But for the Gerishin to have taken place, in the same way that we said by Kedushin, the Mesiras Tabas, and so on, the Maaser Kedushin has to be done b'fnei Edim. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that you're always going to need Edim Mesira to fulfill the requirement of Edim Lekiyum HaDavar at the time of the Gerishin. Which means that you're anyway going to have to deal with that in terms of the Mesiras I get, the Edim Lekiyum HaDavar. So what does Tosfos mean over here, that the Kasha from the Chasimas I get, But that's not the kima. The kima of the gerushin, according to Rabbi Yotam, is the shas nesinas haget. Unless the chasam sefer means, and this is its own chiddush, that the ksivas haget itself has a din of a what? Of a dover sheva erva, of kima dover, that they have to be two eidim signing the kima dover for the asiyas haget. That's very, it's not in the words, but that's, because otherwise, you can't say that they're serving as a kima dover of the gerushin. That's not Rabbi Yotam himself, that's other rishon. So either he's going with the other Rishonim, but I don't know how that could be. Rabbi Yotam himself holds you need to have the Eidei Kiyum B'Shas Maisa. Unless he's saying, but separate from that, there's a Kiyum HaDavar of the Nesinas HaGet, and there's a Halacha of Kiyum HaDavar at the time of, the, not the Nesinas HaGet, but the Asiyas HaGet. A separate Halacha of Kiyum HaDavar. That's very interesting. That the Asiyah itself has to be, by the two Eidim have to sign and see it. But this is his reading of the Tosas. The Gili Milsa means the Birur, and the Kamash Malan of the Gemara is the Birur also needs Shnei Eidim in part of the Din of Dava Dava Mimamon, as part of the Din of Dava Shabbat, not just the Kiyum HaDavar, which you'll say means the Asiyas HaGet, maybe because they serve as Eidim Mesira for Kiyum HaDavar afterwards, or because that itself is a Kiyum HaDavar, the Asiyas HaGet, but meanwhile, you also need it for the lishma, meaning the birur, because to know that it was a good get, you have to know it was lishma. So the lishma is the inyan of bira davar. Contrast that to the simple reading of the words, as we started with the maram. Tosis word is a very specific word. It's a verification about a prat within the get. Within the get, is that davar shem ever or not? So I'm sorry for this, building a whole binyan here. This inyan of gili milsa means the cloud of birur within the world of davar sheba'erva, as opposed to kiyum that we knew about, birur we didn't know about until comes later. Wait, Shlomo, RJ, Shalom, Avi, go. What do you mean?
Well,
you're asking, according to those we've shown him that hold that the Eidei Chasima can be the Bira Dover afterwards, how exactly does that work? How can they weren't physically present? That's what you're getting at, really. Okay, so that we'll have to see on Dav Dalet carefully. What is this Machokis all about? I just want to introduce you to some of the concepts relating to Davar Sheba Erva that we haven't yet touched on, but it comes out of the Chasam Sefer in the Tosis. Pshat Tosis, we don't have to go that route. We had another way to read Tosis, the way the words themselves sound like. But Neil Chasam Sefer opens up this whole inyan of the two tiers, Davar Sheba Erva, and this is sugyas that when it comes to, and the sugya Kiddushin, we have to see ourselves inside, and the ksos that you were intimidated by, again, it's all relating to that issue, that sugya and Kiddushin. How can Davar Sheba Erva require more than mammon itself? By mammon, the edom only, that no one can lie afterwards. And that's the extent of it. You only ate them present for the Maisa Kinyan or for the transaction. But by Davar Sheba Erva, which is derived from Mammon, suddenly you have this new category that you need for Kiyum HaDavar and doesn't seem to be necessary by Mammon. How does it match up? That's the Rashba's Kasha, that's the Ksosis Vart over there, and we'll have to deal with all that Mitzvah Shem as time goes on. But that's why I bring it in now, because it's Pashat, the Chasam Sefer reads all this into the Tosis.
How does the Chasam say that beer is included in the Joshua? I mean, like,
Gilei Milsa means birur. How do I know that the get accomplished what it was supposed to accomplish, meaning that it was lishma and everything that goes with that? That's the inyan of birur. That one eid should be enough. Eidach and Bisurin. Says the Gemara, not correct, because the din of davar davar mimamon goes as far as saying not just kiyum the shas, whatever asiyas haget or nesinas haget, as the case may be, but it also goes as far as requiring shnei eidim for the birur of the davar sheba erva, not just for the kiyum adav.
The pasuk says you need two eidim to yakum davar.
So he says yakum davar includes two things, but the Gemara thinks that within davar sheba erva, maybe it's only a requirement of shnei eidim for the kiyum adav, not for the birur. That's what the Shaka V'Tari is all about, according to Chasam
Sefer. So is he just forced to say that?
That's how he reads the Kash and the Teretz. Right. That's his take.
So if you go with that chiddush of the Chasam Sefer that the get itself is called davar sheba erva, that would mean that testifying like the lefanai would be birur,
there's a lot to say about this possibility about the get being a davar sheba erva in itself. Right? I just put it out there because he doesn't say what he means by it. Avi and then Daniel, yeah. The question is, that Rechsam Sofer sounds like the Edim on the Get are the Edim of Kiyum HaDavar that we knew about. What we didn't know about is the issue of the Birur. So first of all, that sounds like he's going within the Bishonim, that the Kiyum of the Nesina Saget that you have in presence of Edim are the Edim signed on the Shtar, on the Get itself. They serve as the Edim of Kiyum HaDavar by Get. That's many Bishonim Shita. But Rabbeinu Tam himself holds that even though the Get itself might need Edi Chasima Lufi Rav Meir Shita, Edi Chasima Karti, that we'll see more in detail about, but they have to be separate Edi Mesira because of Din Kiyum HaDavar. So it means that you need to have separate Edim for that. So how does it fit with Tosfos Ikra Get Kfar Naaseh? But Ikra Get was Naaseh B'Shnei Edim. Why? Because of Kiyum HaDavar. But they're not serving as the Kiyum HaDavar, the Edi Mesira are. The Rabbeinu Tam asks from Ikra Get Yochiach. So he says, no, that's because that's Kiyum HaDavar. How is that Kiyum HaDavar? Either because their presence on the Get is the equivalent of Edom watching the Nesira, however you explain that, or you're going to have to assume that the making of the Get is called a Kiyum HaDavar. That called HaDavar should have in its own right.
Like the
Lashon
of the Maharam.
He didn't quote the Maharam. He doesn't like the Lashon of Gemara.
He didn't like how it fit with
the Gemara. Why did he feel that the way he read it with Adi Kim, 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 Adi Kim. And Gili Milsa is another way of saying the Birur HaDavar. Okay. I'll speak for about 10 minutes or so, and then I can leave some time for people who want.